Hey, Ayo, want some orange?
Thanks, Don. I love navel oranges. No seeds.
Here's a puzzler for you. Without seeds, how do you think navel oranges are grown?
Well, citrus growers sometimes graft buds of one tree onto another. So a bud from a lime tree, for example, can be inserted into a slit in the bark of a lemon tree. If the graft works, the bud receives sap from the tree and grows, branching out and bearing fruit. I bet navel oranges are grown by grafting buds onto other trees.
You got it. Navel oranges are grown by grafting buds onto other citrus trees.
But I see a problem. Where did the very first navel orange bud come from?
Good question. The very first bud came from a mutant, seedless orange tree that appeared on a plantation in Brazil.
So let me get this straight. In the wild, a mutant tree that produced seedless fruit would simply die out. But orange growers thought seedless oranges were a great idea. So they grafted a bud onto another tree, then grafted buds from that tree onto another, and so on.
That's right. Every navel orange in the world can be traced back to that original mutant tree in Brazil.
That's quite a family tree.
It sure is, especially because most seedless fruits don't come from genetic mutations. Bananas, for example, first came from a cross between two closely related plants that produced seedless or sterile fruit. Hey, did you eat that whole orange?
Oops. Sorry, Don.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.